Let's take a moment of silence as we bring our hearts together for a time of congregational prayer. Before you we come, our God, our Creator, the lover of our hearts and souls, Redeemer through Christ who loves us still, way unto eternal life, hope in all things. So Father, as we come before you today, we bring our hearts. And Father, you know every need and you know every situation. And Father, as we bring them before you today, we seek first forgiveness for sin, strength to turn away, compassion to live it, a willingness to share it, the strength to forgive others as we have been forgiven, to love as we have been loved. Father, none of these things are easy. Maybe even we would find them humanly impossible, but by your Holy Spirit, we believe the Apostle Paul in Philippians 4:13, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So it's in Jesus' name that we come and we bring our needs before you. Father, there are many spoken and unspoken needs within our hearts and lives. And Father, as we pray for each other here in our church, our congregation, our family here, we pray for other churches that we would be faithful, that we would be encouraged, that we would live boldly, and that we would live a life that is worthy of Christ, empowered by your Holy Spirit. Led by your Holy Spirit, giving praise through your Holy Spirit. Father, we pray that your Spirit guide us. And not only us, Father, we pray for the other churches in our community and around the world that profess Jesus Christ as Savior, Redeemer, and hope, that teach His love and grace through His gentle word that is filled with truth. Father, as we pray for our churches, we pray for our communities, times of change and transition. We pray for our nation, times of change and transition. Change is never easy, whether it's in our personal lives, the lives of our communities, or the lives of a nation or the world. So God, we would pray for the leaders that they would hear from you and would be led by you. And Father, as we pray for the world around us, we pray for those who serve our country and for their families. We pray that the proclamation of grace through Jesus Christ be proclaimed into every corner of the world and that hope be given. Father, we pray for those who are in nursing homes, hospitals, shut-ins in their own homes, those who face difficult situations in their lives, that, Father, you would let us hear their call, though it may be of silence, to minister to them and to pray for them and to walk with them or just be there in silence. So, Father, we pray that you would lead us and guide us in all things and that our lives would be pleasing to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And now with the confidence of children, let us pray the prayer he taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
A strong